Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet, and today is March 1st, 2017. And with me today, I have Bob Dr. Mac Levitis. How are you, Bob?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am good, and it's been way too long since we've been on a show together, so I've really missed you.
Well, and I've missed being on shows, but, you know, I stopped coming to meetings in the morning, and I know it's my own fault.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad we were able to get you up early enough to do the show with me today.
Happy to be here.
And I'm going to tell people why you are here in just a minute. See, what I'm doing is building up anticipation. But first, yeah, I want to talk about our sponsor. And our sponsor today is Elgato, and specifically Elgato's Eve light switch, which is a HomeKit compatible light switch that goes on your wall and replaces the dumb switch that you have there currently. And then you can take whatever light is wired to that switch, and now it becomes smart. And I just love the way Elgato has put all of their stuff together so that you have these HomeKit smart home devices that just work well, like they should. They just work. Like, a lot of times talking about their products can sound boring because when people go looking for the problems, the answer is like, no, it just works. But this is kind of cool because what they've done is made it easy for you to take a light that would otherwise not be smart and turn it into a smart light. So, like, maybe you have a light that's in a really high ceiling and you just don't want to get that giant ladder out and go way up there to get that one bulb and put a new bulb in there that's smart. Leave the bulbs that are in there. Get one of these switches and put it on the wall, and now the lights are smart, and it's slick. It works really well. I love that they've come up with this app that lets you manage all of their devices, and honestly, their Eve app. That's it, the Eve app. It is HomeKit compatible. And they did the right thing, and they designed an application that just understands all the other HomeKit stuff. So it's a fantastic way to control all of the HomeKit devices that you have, and it's a free app and makes for an awesome companion to the Eve light switch. So what you guys need to do is go check this out. And you can do that by heading over to the Elgato website. So go to the special URL they set up for us, which is elgato.com, E-L-G-A-T-O, elgato.com/TDO. And then check out the Eve light switch. And when you realize that I actually know what I'm talking about here, and this is a really cool product, go ahead and order one. And use the discount code TDO when you do that. That code is TDO. And what that's going to do is get you 10% off your Eve light switch. And then here's a bonus for you. If you choose FedEx ground delivery, your shipping is going to be free. So you can get 10% off, free shipping, and get this really awesome Eve light switch that is HomeKit compatible, and pop it in where you really need to have that switch, because you know which outlet I'm talking about, and go to town. It's just fantastic. So that URL is elgato.com/TDO. Use that discount code TDO for your 10% off, and don't forget to choose FedEx ground delivery for your shipping, so that's free too. And thank you, Elgato, for being our sponsor. Okay, so
wait, Jeff, before you go on, somewhere up there in the archives is a article I wrote saying that I like that the best of all the apps that you can use to control your HomeKit stuff. I love I use the Eve app more than I use any of the others.
You know, I prefer the Eve app to Apple's Home app.
It didn't exist when I wrote this, but I liked it better than everything else, and I still like it better than everything else, including the Home app. So somewhere, one of my columns in the archives.
I'll see if I can find that. And if I can find it,
put it in the show notes, because yeah, it reinforces what you just said. And people will know then that you're not just saying it because they're an advertiser. You're saying it because it's cool stuff.
No, it's it's cool stuff. More than just advertiser. I mean, seriously, I have several Eve products in my smart home setup, and they all work just great. So I'm glad that they now have the smart light switch to go along with all the products, because it just it addresses a problem that I really need to have solved. Yeah. So
me too.
Anyhow, so Bob, you're here because I wanted to talk to you about what I consider to be a pretty big project that's finally come together and is about to be available to the public.
It's shipping on the 3rd, which is what, Friday?
Friday. Yeah, so that's so why excited. We're talking about this today. Since today's Wednesday, that gives people a couple days lead time.
Well, really, there's something they can do in that lead time, and that is if you pre-order, you can save $10 to $20, and that's going to end on Friday, so, you know, you got 2 days.
So we've told people there's a pre-order, and there's something coming on Friday. What is it?
Oh, on Friday, we're going to be in all the bookstores. It's called Working Smarter for Mac Users. It's my new book. This is the first book I've ever written that was conceived, initially conceived and executed as an ebook. Mm-hmm. It was not designed to be printed like all my For Dummies books, which, you know, they do ebooks, but I don't get to do the special ebooky stuff like movies, you know? So this was designed and entirely conceived to be an ebook, so the pictures can be big enough for you to really see what's going on in them, and on and on and on. All the benefits of an ebook. There will be, of course, a printed version, but I have trouble recommending it when the ebook has so many obvious advantages.
Sure, I get that. But still, I think it's great you're offering a print version, because there are people that just really, really want a print version of a book.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. Yeah. I've heard from some, and while I didn't have one they could pre-order, I assured them, you know, it was a priority for me. And I think I've already found the print-on-demand stuff. I should have that available probably at the same time as the Kindle. And I'm pretty sure it'll be available at Amazon. So you can look for it at Amazon, order it electronically or printed, and away we go. So hopefully that'll all happen Friday, the 3rd.
March 3rd. Okay, which is awesome. And the book title, it drew me in, Working Smarter for Mac Users. And just so everyone knows, I haven't read the book yet because, well, it hasn't come out. So I'm just as curious to learn more about this as everyone else is. And since Bob wrote it,
who better to ask, right?
Yeah, who better to ask? So what exactly does the book do for me?
Well, here's the thing. I've written 80 books and I don't know how many columns and reviews and articles and stuff. I've been writing full time for 25 years. And about 20 years ago, I learned that I have ADD or ADHD maybe. But one or the other, my brain chemistry is different from other people's. And I have a real hard time keeping my butt in the chair and focusing on the task at hand. I'm, you know, anything shiny distracts me, and I know it. And so once I found out that that's why I'm so easily distracted, I started doing a lot of research on how to get along with this thing. Mm-hmm. And in the process, I realized there's not very much help for Mac users, and Macs can be very helpful to getting work done and focusing. So I looked at a lot of books that explain nothing about how to use a calendar like Apple's calendar, or how to use alerts to not forget things, or how to use a to-do list properly. You know, it's like you can have a to-do list and it can be, well, I used to have a to-do list. It got to be about 7 pages long. And what would happen would be I would cherry pick the things that were fun or easy and do them, and then I'd pat myself on the back and you know, not because do anything else the rest something. Of the day. Right, because I crossed off something. And the thing was, I learned that, for me at least, I need to prioritize. I need to not just have a list, but a way of prioritizing so that the important tasks get done first. And so, you know, I've come up with all these little ways of keeping my butt in the chair and staying focused on a single project. There's a lot of software that can help you. There's websites that can help you. There's techniques. I'm a big fan of the Pomodoro technique, which has you sit in your chair for 25-minute stretches. You work in 25-minute bursts. And for me, that really works. I can do anything for 25 minutes. If I put my mind to it, any more than that, questionable. But, you know, these are all these things that I've learned and discovered and modified to my liking and, you know, changed around so they're appropriate for a Mac. I'm sharing all of that in this book because I'm very productive now and I don't work that hard. I used to work really hard and not be nearly as productive. In the old days, I would be up till midnight almost every night. Mm-hmm. And all of the time after dinner was spent catching up with what I didn't get done during the day because I was busy. But I was busy not doing anything. You know, I was busy procrastinating. I was busy playing games. Mm-hmm. But you know, I would get the work done on time and congratulate myself for being such a diligent worker instead of looking at why it was taking till 11:30 or 12 o'clock every night to do 6 hours of work a day or 5 hours of work a day. And when I really took a look at it, I started to see all the rabbit holes and how much time I spent jumping down them and chasing shiny objects. And, you know, It was really obvious to me. I had to figure out a way to deal with all this stuff if I wanted to, you know, write 3 books a year and not crazy. And so, you know, this is all the stuff that I've been working on for 25 years that's allowed me to write 3 books a year or hundreds of articles and still get out of the office by 5 o'clock most days. I say that this book will help you learn to do more work in less time so that you have more time to do things you love. And that's, I couldn't describe it any more accurately in one sentence than that. That's the elevator pitch.
I like
it. More work in less time so you have more time for things you love. It also has a lot of stuff about procrastination and how to deal with it.
Okay. So do you have any tips from the book you want to share?
I'll be happy to.
Awesome.
I'll be happy to. One, and I just wrote a column about this for Mac Observer. In fact, there's 2 columns, and the last 2 columns I wrote are based on things in the first chapter of the book. The first is almost everybody I know that uses a Mac or a PC, for that matter, could improve their typing. And if they did that, if they were to spend a little bit of time working on their typing speed, everything they do at the computer then becomes that much faster. And so it's not a matter of the guy that's typing 60 words a minute bumping himself to 80. It's the person that types 15 or 20 and looks at the keyboard. If they learn to touch type and maybe double their speed, a lot of things that take 20 minutes would be done in 5 minutes.
Oh, man. You know, I hadn't even thought about that, but yeah, being able to type efficiently is a huge thing.
And I had somebody argue with me that they don't compose. They compose while they type and that they can hunt and peck and they don't have to look at the screen. They're not transcribing or typing like for a drill. And they type, I don't know how many words a minute, but they don't touch type. And they're arguing that that works better for, you know, them for creative typing. And I think, well, okay, if your brain only works at 15 words a minute, yeah, but my brain's usually working at double what my fingers can do.
Sure.
You know, it's like I'm already thinking 2 sentences past what I'm typing. So if I could type faster, it would just help me spew out what's inside that much faster. So I made a note to myself when I wrote that chapter. I need to do this myself because I'm only typing about 50 words a minute. And I used to type in the 70s or 80s. So mm-hmm. I think if I were to drill for a couple of weeks, I could get back up to the 70 or 80. And you know, sometimes it would make a lot of difference and sometimes it would only make a little. But it can't hurt. It's one of those things that being able to type faster will never be a bad thing.
Right. And if you're typing a little bit faster, then when you look at the aggregate of the time you're saving over the course of a year, it does add up.
It does add up. And I've got another one that's kind of a corollary, and that is if you don't think that you're typing as fast as you could on an Apple keyboard, try a different keyboard. Because Apple keyboards all have kind of a common characteristic, and that is that the key travel is very, 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 very shallow. The keys don't move very far. In fact, they hardly make any sound or any feel when they go down. And to anybody that learned to type a long time ago, you're used to what they call bouncy, bouncy keycaps.
Mm-hmm.
Little things on top of the keys. You're used to being able to smack them with your finger and feel them bounce and hear them click. And it sounds like it would take longer because they have to go push down farther and bounce back up farther. But there's some kind of tactile feedback that works there. I can type way faster on my Microsoft ergonomic keyboard 4000. And this is what next week's column is about. So watch for my column. I'm going to put it in the system later today. Yeah.
Awesome.
So I type probably 10 words faster a minute on a Microsoft ergonomic keyboard 4000 than any Apple keyboard. And if I didn't have this, I would have a Matthias one or one of the other Matthias keyboards that use the same keycaps as the old vintage Apple keyboards with the delicious, the one that looked like the aircraft carrier, Saratoga. Yep. That was my favorite of all time. There's a picture of that in my column this week.
Awesome. And I'm a Matthias Tactile Pro keyboard user.
They're great. They're great. My hands are even bigger than most people's. I have they're not huge, but I'm a big guy, and my hands I feel like I'm a little cramped on any standard sized keyboard. If you look at the Microsoft ergonomic, it's got a little space in the middle, and it's kind of got the left side and the right side of the keyboard angled a little.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some keys, the N and the H and the G and the T are much bigger than other keys because you're going to stab at them the farthest with your index finger.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So for me, I can type really noticeably faster on this, but I've used it for 10 years already. And I was so afraid they were going to go out of production that I have two of them on my shelf, two in boxes.
I totally get that.
They're $40 now. I mean, you know, I'm afraid they're going away. Microsoft introduced a new model with flat Apple-y keys on it. And I'm thinking, I hear the death knell. I might have to buy one more.
No, I totally get that. I do have products that I rely on in a very serious way. And when I got concerned that they would be discontinued, I went and bought like two or three extras and put them in the closet.
Yeah, I wish I had done that with the Performance Mouse MX. I do love the MX Master that I'm using now. It's probably the best mouse around, but the one before it was even better. And they're so good. You can look on eBay and they're over what they were retail to buy one used. They're over $100 retail.
I've heard
so they're not that good. They're not that good. No, the new MX Master it takes that design, you know, a step further, and there, I forget what it was that I liked better about the old one, but the new one's pretty good. And by the way, the new one, although its retail is $100, they have refurbished ones for $59 at Amazon, which I just ordered another one, a spare, because that's another thing you don't want to be without is your favorite mousing device.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Man, as much as I want to just keep going and talking. We're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up.
I knew that.
I know, and it just, I have so much fun when we get to talk, and it goes by so quickly that I just feel just excited and at the same time a little sad that our time is wrapping up.
I may surprise you and pop by one of our morning meetings in the next few weeks and, you know, kind of pester you to be on the show again.
I'm and in you PR know mode, you're always you know? Welcome.
Well, I'm in my PR mode now. I've been laying low for a long time, but now I'm excited. I have a new product out.
I'm pretty excited to see it too. And I think it's awesome that you finally have had everything come together so you could make this book happen. Okay. So before we go, tell everyone the name of the book and where they can go get their copy.
Yes. Working Smarter for Mac Users is the name of the book and the website, workingsmarterformacusers.com. And if you want to pre-order, there's a pre-order link at the top in the navigation links. You can order it right there. There's also a blog, and I've written, I don't know, a couple dozen articles for it. A couple of them, or a few of them, more than a few probably, are based on stuff from the book. And so if you want to kind of get a flavor for it, there you go.
Awesome. That's great. Well, Bob, thanks so much for making the time to join me today.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
And yeah, it's great to have you here. And
wait, we forgot to talk about Brian Behind His Back.
Oh, do you want to talk about Brian Behind His Back real fast?
He just slacked me and said, oh, expletive deleted. I had no idea on the time. Tracking down Jeff, so he's hunting for you. You better watch out.
Oh, no, I've been watching messages pop up in my Slack window.
I was ignoring them, but...
I'll talk to Brian in a minute, and it's okay. It would have been cool for Brian to join us today, but it was also really cool to get to spend some time with just you.
Well, think of how much time we would have wasted correcting his pedanticisms.
That's a good point. But, you know, there will be other shows, and we can correct his pedanticisms then. So, hey, Elgato, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, elgato.com/TDO. Use the discount code TDO so you can get 10% off the Elgato Eve smart switch, which is HomeKit compatible. And don't forget to choose FedEx ground delivery so you get free shipping as well. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.